Every single day I feel
the Artlist IO.
Every single day I feel the pressure. Double up the work, let's make it extra. Working so my mother get arrested, yeah. Working like I never knew I'm blessed, yeah. Every single day I feel the pressure.
What's happening? It's your boy C-Rock here in That One Studio on the What Are You Made Of Show. Listen, folks, I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. However you're consuming this content, it means the world to me that I get to broadcast to you and bring you great guests to share their journeys so that to remind you that you're unstoppable to live in a life of your dreams. And, you know, it's important because I know sometimes we go through tough times, dark times. People give up on us, discourage us. We discourage ourselves. Confidence drops. But that doesn't mean it's the end. It's never permanent until we're plucked from this planet. We got to keep going. And that's what I'm going to continue to do. And today we have Kimberly Mutar in the building. She is a homeschool mom to three, a tutor, author, podcast host, and mom coach. Everything Kimberly does is to encourage and motivate children and break any lies that they are believing so that they grow up with a truth-filled mindset. She coaches moms to renew their thoughts, words, and responses about themselves and their children through the Renewed Mama Podcast and Renewed Mama Coaching. Kimberly, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so I appreciate you being here and pouring into my audience. And let's get this thing started. I have a question written on the back of the wall. And that is, what are you made of?
Yes, Mike, I am made of being teachable. Just willing to learn. I love learning. Maybe that's the teacher by trade, but I always ask myself the question, what can I do faster with more influence? What can I do with more results? What is it that I'm thinking, I'm speaking? How am I responding? And how can I do that in a better, more effective way? I'm just always learning. I've had amazing coaches and mentors. And whenever I got with them, I followed directions. I knew that they had what I wanted. They already achieved what I wanted. And so it wasn't that I said, oh, well, that's nice for them, but I'm going to do it my own way. I said, no, I'm going to follow directions. I'm going to do what they say. And that helped me get the success that I wanted, right? When I'm working with my tutoring students, I'm always asking, what is it that this tutoring student needs? Is it really the fractions and the long division that's such a challenge? Or is there a lie that they're believing? Or what is it that they need to hear? What was spoken in the classroom or what was spoken at home what lie can I break with the truth that they need to hear? Or with the moms that I'm coaching, what is that negative, critical tape that's replaying in her mind that's saying, I'm not cut out for motherhood. I am just overwhelmed, frustrated, right? What is it that she needs? I'm just always asking those questions, always learning from others and being teachable.
I love that. And you know, it took me till I was in my 40s to really understand how to learn properly. And the fact that the first main barrier to learning is to think you know everything.
Right.
Because the more, to the degree you think you know everything, you observe less.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've picked this up and since I'm 47 now. So the last 5 years I've accomplished and learned more than the prior 42 years.
Yes.
And you know, so I love that you said that. So take us back. Where did you come from? And how did you get into being who you are now?
Yeah, well, if you can rewind with me about 13 years, I was a young mama and I was just overwhelmed and frustrated and critical and negative. I mean, I love my kids. I love my husband. But I found like I was one moment I was a happy, joyful, fun to be with mom. And then the next moment I was negative and critical and judgmental and so frustrated and annoyed. And there are times, you know, when you say something to your children or even to your husband and you can just see their countenance fall, you've like, you know, you've spoken words that have hurt. And sometimes I didn't care. I was just so frustrated and annoyed. And then other times it broke my heart. Until I got to the point where I was like, God, what is the deal here? I don't like the mom that I am. and I don't know what to do about it. And so I asked him, what's the deal here? And he reminded me of, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And out of the mouth, a heart speaks. And I said, oh, what is in my heart is not good, because obviously it's coming out. It's coming out on my parenting, how I respond to my children, how I respond to my husband and attack him with my criticism. And so I just got really serious, really intentional with what I was thinking and what I was saying again and again, like a broken record. And I know, Mike, that you talk about taking inventory or taking account for what we are, you think, and what you say, and who you're with, and the decisions, the actions that you do each day. And it was the same for me. I just kept to the point where I was journaling. Okay, here's what I'm saying again and again. And is that a lie? What is the truth? And then I would search the scripture. I love God. I would go to his word because I feel that's the source of truth. And I would find the truth, and I would line it up with the lie. Usually it's the opposite of what you're feeling or you're experiencing the truth is. And then I just kept renewing my mind to that truth. And I kept thinking, okay, how can I respond in a different way? How can I meet the needs of my child? Or how can I speak truth to this tutoring student? Because is it that they can't do math? Is it that, you know, spelling or reading is hard? And then I would just replace it with the truth, and kept renewing my mind so intentionally. And that's the journey that I've been on. And that's how I came to Speaking Life, or the Speak Life badges, the sticker award badges.
You know, that what you talked about there was a cycle that people get into. They get into this vicious cycle, mm-hmm. right? And when we are negative and critical of other people, it's not about those people. Mm-hmm. It's really a reflection of what we have going on inside, but right. yet it really affects the other people. And then what happens is, you talked about guilt. So part of the cycle is you do the critical, negative, and then after you get past that point and then they leave the room or what have you, then you get into this guilt thing, or later on in the night, right. now you have guilt and you feel bad. And it's a loop. It's like a cycle, right?
Right.
And why do you think, Kimberly, that we don't get taught at a younger age that the formula is your thoughts lead to what you say, and then what you say leads to what you do, and what yes. you do leads to what kind of life you live?
Right.
How come,
and
how come
what
we
you
don't
believe.
Get taught that at an earlier age? Do you think that's planned on purpose?
Oh, I would imagine, yes, because at least for me, that was like a stronghold, or that was or realizing the importance of my thoughts and the words that I was speaking was the key that unlocked the change in my marriage, in my parenting, in our business, in my finances, right?
Yeah, and then it affects your relationship with your spouse, your partner.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it just compounds and compounds. And the good compounds too. The good
mm-hmm,
thinking,
absolutely.
Good speaking, actions starts to compound too. But see, here's the thing I noticed, and this is me personally, okay? And I've seen, witnessed it in other people, and observed other people, but I also noticed that when you start to think well and speak well and do well, things start to work out. Mm-hmm. Then there's this weird thing that happens to some people. It happened to me, still does sometimes, where I feel like, why is everything so good right now? Why I feel like it's too good to be true. Like, and then you start going down a negative thing again. Have you experienced that?
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's guarding our thoughts. Yeah, what we're thinking again and again. Yeah.
Yeah, we're experiencing a little delay, so I'm not sure. I apologize, folks, if there is a delay. If there isn't, great. It's just on our end here, but we're going to work through this. So now, from when you decided to start working with kids, did you homeschool your kids from when they were like the beginning of school age, or did you take them out of school at some point?
Yes, I began homeschooling them from day one. Yes, we just always thought as long as we had a baby in the house, we would keep the older ones at home with us and teach them. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, it's a thing where it's like taking responsibility. So many people delegate very, very important responsibilities for their household, their family, to other people. Mm-hmm. We really have no idea where these people have come from, where they grew up, what experiences they've had, how their experiences are going to reflect out from them and affect our children. And that's something that I've been thinking about a lot lately. Mm-hmm. And that's why I decided right now, before school's out, to take my daughter out of school and bring her home and be responsible for educating her and schedule it in and be structured. In my day of running business and podcasting and all the stuff that I do, that's important to provide for my family. But the importance for taking care of the responsibility of my children is important as well, like just as important or more.
Right.
And so I've taken that seriously, and I don't have regrets, but now I'm ready to go and take it from here. And I just love what you're doing. And the other thing I said to you in the green room before the show started was that I really like how you just basically, you have this thing where you're living your life and everything revolves around your mission. Mm. Right. And can you clearly define what your mission is? Do you have a clearly defined mission that you're like filtering things through right now?
Yeah. Well, I'd love to share my mission. If I can just rewind a little bit to the homeschool, I have worked in both the classroom and the homeschool. And now I feel I have the best of both worlds because I get to homeschool my children and work with them during the day. And then I get to work with amazing students online and in person, tutoring them, right? And every family has to do what they feel is best and right for their children. And I just want to make sure that if putting your children in school, in the classroom, is the way that your family needs to run, that you're not a bad parent or you're not neglecting them. There is so much teaching and training and speaking life into your children that can happen in the home, even if they're in the classroom every day. But you are right. Who they are, who they spend their most time with, is speaking into them. So it's really important to me that I my children and the words of life that I speak into my tutoring students are doing that, are adding to their life, because you would be surprised at the voices that we hear in our head, whether it is a teacher who's just frustrated and overwhelmed because they're are so many needs in the classroom and they're just doing the best that they can, right? But they speak out of frustration or annoyance, just like I was doing as a mom, right? They can still groom. I mean, I grew up in the public school system and I think I went through my own challenges, but I think I'm okay, right? So I think it's really...
Yeah, so when you were growing up, like what are some of, like, do you have some... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to speak over you.
No, go ahead.
What are some challenging things, or could you have a story or two for us from when you were growing up that were challenging things that shaped you or kind of led you down to this first having this cycle of negative thinking and all that? And then, you know, what led to that?
Yes. Well, my dad is visually impaired and was his retinitis pigmentosa, where his eyesight closed in on him. And so I have never known him as a seeing man with vision. But my dad has always worked. He has always held a corporate job with all of the amazing technology that can be used for a blind person and reading Braille. And he has always changed the oil in the car. He has push mowed the lawn. You know, we would play baseball together. We just told him if the ball was too high or too low or too much to the right or to the left. But anyone, or I'd imagine that anyone with a vision impairment like that or a handicap is critical or negative. And so while my dad was amazing and always present and available and loving, the best that I could ever ask for, he was very critical and negative on himself that he was not able to see or able to drive us to this sports activity. And so that is the root that I believe took place in my heart and just grew. And so then when things didn't go the way I wanted, or things were harder than I wanted in my marriage or in my parenting, that criticism and negativity came out. And especially toward my husband, because I just assumed him being a seeing man would see a need and meet the need instead of me having to ask him, right? Growing up, my dad would always say, "What can I do for your mom? Tell me, I can't see. So tell me what I can do for her," right? And that was just the example that I had. And so I just thought, hey, he can see. Why isn't my husband helping me? We have this new baby, you know? And so, yes, that is where the criticism and the negativity took root in my heart. And not of any fault to my dad. He did, that wasn't something he tried to plant in us, right, as girls. But yeah.
Yeah, so how, like, when you started working on yourself and figuring some of these things out, mm-hmm. how did your husband take that for himself? Like, was he watching the transformation and then here's the question, because a lot of times when we work on ourselves, we want to preach because we found out something that works and we get so excited and we expect everybody else just like that to take it up. Why aren't you yes. working on this too? Why aren't you working? How was that? Like, did he pick it up right away and run with it, or was he a little resistant, or can you tell us about that?
That's a fantastic question. Well, thankfully we were at the lowest of the low in terms of our marriage and our finances and our businesses, and things weren't working out how we expected them to. And so we were both actually very teachable and hungry for something different. And we had just had baby number two, and some friends of ours connected us with a mentor for business specifically. And I basically kicked him out of the house and said, "You go to this conference. I don't want to be around you anymore," kind of thing. And he came back a completely changed man. He said, "I'm sorry. I apologize for the situation that we're in. I take full responsibility, and I want to make these changes for us." And I said, "Whatever happened to you at that conference, I want that too." And because I had just had baby number two, he went 5 weeks later to another conference, and I couldn't go, but I like devoured all of the teachings. And so we just got super teachable and hungry. And like I said, followed directions together. And we just said, as we did with our parenting, "I'm so sorry. Will you forgive me? I spoke out I didn't mean that. I was just frustrated." We realized that we were reverting back to those default responses that we had as kids. And so we said, "Okay, let me try that again." And that's how we worked together. Yeah, I know that's not always the situation with couples, but yeah, I'm grateful.
I love that.
Yeah.
No, I love that. And so let's go to your writing process. You're an author. And so can you take us through your writing process? Is it something that you do bit by bit and you journal and then you take pieces of the journal and build something, or do you just sit down and like hammer out writing?
Yeah, well, you asked me about my mission, and so those can go hand in hand. I'll answer them both at the same time. But my mission really is to speak life and to help renew our thoughts and words and responses, whether that is with children or with moms in particular, but parents in general. How can we change our words to speak life and to encourage, to break any lies? So I do that through the sticker award badges books. Now, that was an idea that God gave me. I was just at a conference and I thought of the image, the "Hello, my name is" stickers that we wear at like a meet and greet. We write our name in, but I felt God tell me that they needed to be identity statements speaking to specifically for children as to who they are as a person, not necessarily just what they do. Because, you know, as parents, we want our kids to sit down and be quiet and behave and do all these things, but specifically to their character and who they were as a person. So before I left that conference, I had all of the badge phrases written out. And because I had already been spending all those years renewing my thoughts and words and writing down the lies and the truth And working with my tutoring students, because I practice, right? I practice on my tutoring students what lie needed to be broken. What could I say? Could I say it at the beginning of a session, at the end of a session, when I gave them this math page? And I would just write it down. So I had all these scripts, basically, for children, and then with working with my husband and my own kids. And then that's how I developed, just would write in the mornings. I got up early before my kids got up, and we did homeschool together. And I just wrote scripts, and I would search the scripture, that if parents wanted to use the scripture for building that character in their children. And it was a 2-year love project, really, of all the work, heart work that I had done with God, and putting it into a fun sticker award book. And then we had to learn how to self-publish the sticker books and find the right sticker material so that it would go on shirts, but peel off walls and bunk beds and all of that. So that was a fun journey.
And so from here, oh, and I apologize again, Kimberly, for speaking over you, because there is a delay on my end, and I apologize. I hope the listening experience is okay. So from the podcast, one, how long have you been doing the podcast, and can you take us down and through your podcast journey? You know, what it was like getting started, and then what podcasting has done for you?
Yes. Well, I knew that the best way that I could reach moms is, or at least I love listening to podcasts. And so I thought moms are always scrubbing their toilets or washing dishes or folding laundry, and they could listen to a podcast while they do those things, chop veggies and all that stuff. So I started my podcast January 2022, and I didn't have a microphone then. I just had a little lapel mic, and I just spoke my heart into speaking life into moms, and how they could, you know, when this milk is spilled again, or when, you know, they're up late into the night again because the child is sick, or what are those thoughts? What are those words that they could renew? How could they respond in a different way when they're, you know, trying to get all the kids out the door without shouting? On time, out the door. Yeah, it's been a great journey. Podcasting was the way I wanted to go, because I wanted long form content that I owned, rather than building my business on social. And I could direct people back to my website. So that was the other reason behind choosing a podcast.
And what kind of feedback have you gotten from people listen to the podcast?
Yeah, enjoying it. I'm working on building the YouTube channel as well. I even listen to my own podcast, because I always need to keep renewing my mind too. I say, oh, I need to hear that again. Let me listen while I'm in the car.
So, you know, we can actually listen to it in the car nowadays, which is cool. Like back in the day, you didn't do that. And so sometimes my phone is hooked up to Spotify, mm-hmm. and I'll be in the car and somehow just get switched to Spotify, not even intentional. And I won't even realize I'm listening to my show at first. I'll be driving down the road 5-10 minutes later, and I'm like, whoa, this is my show. And I was just, you know, sometimes we daydream while we're driving. Right. And we just blank out. It's another talk show, whatever, sports talk radio or whatever. And then I'll come to and I'm like, wait a minute, this is my show.
Right.
And you know, when we're doing our show itself, I don't think we give ourselves enough credit to the quality of content that we're putting out there for people. And so I had a realization the other day. I was like, wow, this is good information. And it encourages you to listen to your own show sometimes, because you start to realize, without the feedback too, like, hey, I'm pushing out good content. I'm impacting the world. Even if a couple people listen, thousands of people listen, I'm doing something that's beneficial. And, you know, that's something, a realization that I had recently. So I love that you did that. And so from here, Kimberly, what is your vision from here? Like, what paint the picture for us. Like, what do you want to happen from this point forward?
Yes. Well, just like you mentioned, I, as a young mom, I really felt alone. And like, is there any other mom who feels like I feel? Like, is there any other mom who is like struggling like I am? And I don't know who to talk to. And I don't know about you, but we had put, my husband and I had put up this facade of looking really good on the outside. Like we were a couple that had it all together, but we were really falling apart behind the closed door. And so that's what I want moms to know, is that when they listen to the podcast, where I want to go from here is to have thousands and thousands of moms listening and knowing that they're not alone. And that there, it's okay to be feeling those things, but there's another way. There's a truth-filled way, a strong mom mindset way that they could be thinking and speaking and responding. And then come to the podcast to be encouraged and refreshed and renewed. I would love for teachers in the classroom, every teacher in the classroom, to have the Speak Life Badges sticker award books, because we know the negative labels that are put on children. And that doesn't need to be the case. And they can grow up with a strong, truth-filled mindset because someone, my teacher, spoke it over me that I can work with excellence. All that energy I use can be used to do good work, right? I can follow directions. I can do math. Like, I would love for that. I would love for teachers to be equipped with a better, fun, sticky way to speak life to their students, and the students leave changed, just like parents would leave. My students would leave my tutoring sessions and say, "I don't know what you said to them, but they left a completely different person." And yeah. Yeah, I would love if moms ever feel alone and they want someone to talk to, that they would reach out to Renewed Mama Coaching, and I can be that other mom that cheers them on and says, let's figure out a way for you to think and speak and respond renewed.
You know, so many people out there throw in the towel when they go through these things, you know, and there's a lot of people that we have in our environment that I hear separating, and I don't know that they're separating until like, I didn't even realize they had problems until I've heard that they're separating. And I almost wish that I would have known that they had issues so that I could speak into them, possibly offer some kind of assistance or guidance, because I hate to see people break up. You know, when you first get married, and my wife and I watched that show together at nighttime, Love is Blind, and they do this experiment where they put these people in a pod where they can't see each other. And they communicate without seeing each other, and they see if they can fall in love without seeing each other. And then they see each other, and then they go to a wedding and see if they still want to get married. But when they do, and the wife walks down the aisle in the beautiful dress, and you see that first day when people get married, and you remember that, and you got to fight. You got to fight for that person that you fell in love with and you committed to. And so many people lose hope, and they don't put up the fight for the relationship, not with each other.
Right.
And it's such a shame, you know. Yes. I tell you. I love this conversation. Where can people go deeper with you or get the Speak Life Badges, or where do you want to send people today, Kimberly?
Yeah, well, you speaklifebadges.com. That's where you can get the sticker award books. There are 3 sticker award books. They are called I Am Special, I Am Priceless, and I Am Smart. That's for the classroom. They can go to Renewed Mama Podcast on their favorite podcast platform or on YouTube and Rumble. They can find the podcast episodes quickly also at speaklifebadges.com. And then they can go to Renewed Mama Coaching if they want to go deeper with me one-to-one on their thoughts and their words and their responses.
Well, thank you so much for being here, Kimberly, and sharing your story and what you're working on. And hope this impacts some people that are listening right now, fathers, mothers, and even kids may be listening. I just want to, you know, be able to impact this world, not myself, but by the guests that come on here and the people in my network and our clients. And you're doing that, Kimberly. So I really appreciate you. And thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right, guys, you've been listening to the What Are You Made Of Show live from That One Studio with your boy C-Rock and Kimberly Mutar today. If you like the show, make sure you let us know about it. Give us some feedback, like, subscribe, share these episodes with your friends, family, coworkers, anybody else you think can benefit from the What Are You Made Of show. It's your boy C-Rock signing off from That One Studio on the What Are You Made Of show. Until next time, be that one.
Music licensing reimagined.